This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is producing, and we switch to David Ignatius, prize-winning columnist for The Washington Post, and he writes frequently for one of the great newspapers in America, but he's also covered the Middle East and the CIA for nearly four decades. He's a prominent author and is known for his novels, and the latest is The Paladin. And we'll talk with him about the ingredients of this, and it involves CIA operations and an officer, Michael Dunn. But, of course, I mentioned, David, before we get there, you write a column frequently for The Washington Post, and these are fascinating times. And your take right now on what is going on in our world, and in particular, earlier we heard from the former Attorney General Matt Whitaker, who defended the decision by Bill Barr to release Michael Flynn. You didn't think it was a good decision. Why not?
Well, I thought that if Michael Flynn did nothing wrong, I don't understand why he was so intent on concealing the nature of his phone call with the Russian ambassador Kislyak on December 29, which is the day that Barack Obama really finally, after a long delay, took action to punish the Russians for interfering in our election. That doesn't square with me. If there was nothing inappropriate about that, why the effort to conceal it from the vice president, other efforts to conceal the truth? But this is now before a judge who's going to make a decision about what to do, and judges are smarter than most folks, so I hope he makes a good decision.
Well, you're one of the most prolific journalists in the world, and I know you've got a big birthday coming in a few days, one of those that ends in zero.
And when I'm afraid so.
But you're writing novels and you're writing columns frequently, always provocative for the Washington Post. You must love your work.
So I do love journalism. I fell in love with the news business as a young man. My first job was covering the Steelworkers Union in Pittsburgh. Was a wonderful challenge, learning how to talk to people very different from myself. I've returned to that world in this novel. My hero is from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, which is up the Monongahela River from Pittsburgh. It's one of those towns that Milltown just was destroyed by the deindustrialization of that part of the world. The guy just bears a deep anger what happened to his world, to his family. When the book begins, he talks about how he voted for Donald Trump, like a lot of people from that part of the world.
McKeesport, Pennsylvania, I believe, is the home of Joe Montana. I believe that. Of course, one of the great quarterbacks, and that area produced John Unitas and Dan Marino and Jim Kelly and Joe Namath, leaving off a few. But CIA operations officer Michael Dunn is the Bane character. You say he voted for Donald Trump. And right now, the president, of course, is attacking people who are working for the government, for the FBI and the CIA, the deep state, as it's often referred to. I'm sure there are a few people like Officer Dunn who, despite that, continue to love the president. It is an interesting juxtaposition, isn't it?
It is. By the end of the book, I'm not sure my character would be quite so enthusiastic after what he's learned and been through, but it does bother me to see the president and his supporters attack intelligence officers, FBI officers in the way that they do. The folks in these agencies work so hard, I think, to try to keep the country safe. We love our military. Anytime we see somebody in uniform in a public place, airport, or ball game, people spontaneously want to clap and thank them for their service. We don't seem to have that same response to our intelligence officers or our diplomats, for that matter. And it's too bad, because they serve in very dangerous places. And over my 45 years as a reporter, I've met so many people who are just simple foot soldiers, as it were, who have the country first. And, I hope most people realize that, but it doesn't seem to come out of the White House much.
The book is The Paladin, from New York Times bestselling author David Ignatius of The Washington Post. Now, these people who work for these intelligence agencies at high levels, they obviously are different types of people, or they wouldn't seek this line of work. And sometimes, like the rest of us, they have flaws. In this case, Don has an extramarital affair, and it causes him great harm.
Don makes a terrible personal mistake that is part of the destruction of his life. The book opens with a man who's just been busted. He's been indicted. He's been convicted. He's heading off to prison. What he's accused of doing is penetrating an organization in Europe run by an American who claims to be a journalist. And people have decided this is against the law. He was asked to do this by his boss at the CIA, and he's trying to understand what brought him down. And we learn in the middle of the book that part of what brought him down is, as you say, Jim, was his own personal weaknesses. But he's a man who ends up without a job, without a family. His wife has left him. And so as he struggles to understand how this happened, he gets a clear sense of who's been manipulating him. And then the second half of the book's really a story of how he takes action to seek revenge against them.
Matt on Corsi asks if David Petraeus in any way inspired the character of Michael Dunn.
Well, Dave Petraeus has been a faithful reader of my books. He gave me a blurb, as we authors say, about this latest one. No, Petraeus wasn't in mind. Drawing so on some other things in terms of both his personal weakness, and I should say, Jim, there are so many CIA officers who feel they were asked to do things and then left hanging, just sort of hung out to dry. That's something that happens in the agency an awful lot. And so it was more of that that I had in mind than anything else.
Okay, a good question from Tracy at the Capitol about men in power. And let's face it, Michael Dunn is one of those. Do men in power often fall prey to their own weaknesses more so because of money or sex?
Well, you know, people are vulnerable to all the temptations of life. I wouldn't know how to divvy up between money and sex. I think sometimes we have created a zero defect culture in Washington, which just isn't human. One mistake of any kind, and I'm not talking about gross corruption or, you know, gross sexual abuse, but just one mistake, one thing that people said that was inappropriate, and their careers are vaporized. And I think we have to be careful about that zero defect culture. We want to encourage people to take risks. We want to encourage our intelligence officers to take risks, to do creative things on behalf of the country. If journalists, one mistake and you're out, you wouldn't have anybody in any newsroom in America. We all make mistakes, hopefully not catastrophic, but that's something, to be honest, that's bothered me about Washington for decades, this zero defect mentality. And we as journalists help enforce it, let's be honest.
I get the impression that you, having covered the CIA for several decades, that you admire the people who work there, that you're probably in some ways appalled at this attack on career public servants who in many cases have risked their lives to serve our country.
You put it right. I think that our country needs a strong intelligence service. It needs an intelligence service that operates by the law. It needs clear rules to prevent things that shock the conscience of Americans, people around the world. Torture is not something that any CIA officer, I think, wants to use or should use. But I do, I think, much as I admire people in the military, one of the pleasures of my job is I get to travel with our special forces all over the world. It's been in Syria many, many times, in Afghanistan, all the these battlefields. And I admire them. I admire the people in CIA and the FBI as well. And I sometimes think in the world of fiction, they're just painted in such extreme colors that the ordinary people like my hero, Michael Dunn, who just don't see, they don't understand that these are folks like you or me.
The book is The Paladin from David Ignatius, who's written some other works, including Listener Notes, Body of Lies. I think that was about 13 years ago. And the listener, Holly in the Garden District, says, how fun was it for you to have a film that starred Leonardo DiCaprio and Russell Crowe?
So the answer to that is it was as much fun as you think. I have three daughters, and my three daughters got to meet Leo, as they called him. And, you know, I all have pictures of Leonardo DiCaprio with his arm around them. And, you know, it doesn't get any better than that if you're a teenage girl, as my daughters were.
Well, David Ignatius, we appreciate your long body of work, your continuing vigilance as one of the great journalists in America, and also a best-selling novelist. It's out and about, The Paladin, from this fine gentleman and exceptional journalist, David Ignatius. Good talking with you, sir.
Great talk. Thank you, Jim.
Take care. See you soon. And we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. We'll have our weekly visit from Mark Ballard, the Capitol Bureau Chief from The Advocate, who'll have the latest on what's going on at the Capitol and beyond. And, of course, we're ending the stay-at-home order by the recommendation of the governor come Friday. What will the anticipation be on the eve of a new day? And how does it look as far as the pandemic in Louisiana? All this tomorrow. For Matt Doyle, I'm Jim Inkster. Thanks for listening. Signature support comes from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services. Stay tuned.